din that the chamisha inuim that are also at Yom Kippur don't all carry with them the punishment of kares. Afal pisha also bekulam, you have all chamisha inuim. Ein anush kares ela ba'echol v'shoyis v'osim malacha levat. So the Gemara explains why osim inyan v'kra has to be. The inner nefesh has to be yediyah inuya hashta. You have to notice it on Yom Kippur. The person is going to be hungry on Yom Kippur. The others won't be so, can't be so detected. So the Tosfos on the Daf quotes those Balei Tosfos, Rabbi Natam, who are of the opinion, if you only have Koris on Achilushti, you don't have the other four Inuim. So obviously, there must be a difference that the other four are only Medrabon. Only these are Achilushti of the Raisa. The other Dalet Inuim are Medrabon. Either Gemara and Yuma learns that from Psukim, so that he's led to believe that the Psukim are all Asmachta B'yam. The Tosfos in Nida quotes this Rabbi Natam, Daflam and Beis Amud Aleph, where the Gemara learns that from a Pasuk. The Gemara in Yuma has it also, but the Gemara in Nida, Lamed Beis, quotes the same Pasuk from Tehillim. What's the pasuk? B'maya v'chashem b'yatz moisai. That the sicha is kishtia, just like drinking water goes in the stomach, so the shema goes in the pores of the body, gets absorbed. So the Gemara learns that sicha is like shtia. So Rabbi Natam says it's only an asmachta. It's not menater. And the proof is from the chorus. The proof from the chorus is a difficult proof. We have a pasuk that says that dam is aser. The Gemara says in Krisis that there are five psukim that dam is aser and dam has an isa chorus. But chorus is only on the dam shanashama yotzebo or the dam hanimtza belev. But if you take a piece of raw meat and you squeeze out the dam, that's an isa deraisa. But there's no chorus on that. On dam hayivorim, there's no chorus. So just because you have one pasuk and part of the isa has chorus, the other part doesn't have chorus, not necessarily such a strong raya that everything is medirabana. So you look in the Tosfos Yishonim, the beginning of the first Mishnah and the last Perek in Yuma, the Tosfos Yishonim presents the both opinions. They're not sure whether Rechitza is deraisa or derabbanan. They quote the both opinions. And they're on there, and they're on the Rif, and the beginning of the last Perek in Yuma quotes the Machlokes, whether the Chamisha Inoyim are deraisa or derabbanan. It's interesting that Tosfos Yishonim on the first Mishnah and the last Perek quotes an argument. The Mishnah talks about we have heterim that certain people, a kala rachetzis paneha, the kala just got married, so we permit her to wash her face because she just got married, and we're afraid that the chosim loses, he's not going to fall out of love. But he just got married, and she doesn't look good because she didn't wash her face, so he may be upset about it. So kala rachetzis paneha. And the melech is rachetz paneha. Different people are allowed to do rechitz on Yom Kippur. So Tosfos asks, if it were really an isa deraisa, so how can you make it for such flimsy reasons? Doesn't it sound like it's only an Issa de Rabbanan? So Tosfos has a suggestion. So the one answer is that Rechitza is only with the Rabbanan. All the other Inuim are only with the Rabbanan. The other answer, it's a famous line Tosfos says, even if one should assume that the Issa Rechitza is there, I said that's only Rechitza's kol aguf. Rechitza's mixtus ben aguf, that for sure is only with the Rabbanan. So Akala Rechitza's panel is only mixtus aguf. So that's why you have room to be made. So the Acharonim are all bothered with the kasha. One should say Chatzishir Asman HaTorah. If you're not allowed to do Rechitzes Kol Aguf, so Rechitzes Mixes Aguf should be a Chatzishir. So the Acharonim answer very well. That there's a famous Meiri in the beginning of Masech HaShabbos where the Meiri asks Akasha, why is it only forbidden to marry to carry Dalan Amis in the Rishus HaRabim? If you carry Beis Amis, many hold it Tete Gomer, even with the Rabbanon. Some hold it Machlok Sarishan. Some Shem say it's Asman Rabbanon. Why shouldn't it be Asman Atar? Chatzishir Asman Atar. So the answer, so the Meiri in on a Chatzishir. The Ragachava has a Loshen. The different types of Shiurim. Sometimes you have a Shiur Mitztaref. Sometimes you have what he coins an expression, a Shiur Nekuda. He says, a Kazayis of Chaza. Kazayis of Basa B'chola. It is Chaza, it's Basa B'chola, even less than a Kazayis. But you're not Loika unless you eat so much. So it accumulates. If you eat a little bit, Chatzishir Asman HaTorah, you eat a little bit more, so that's a Shir Mitztaref, it adds up. It's not that something changes when you have the Kazayis, all of a sudden something emerges. You ate more, your stomach is a little more full, so then you get Malkus. If you eat less, so then you say Chatzishir Asman HaTorah. But sometimes you have a Shir Nekuda, then until you reach a certain point, it's not called the Yisr. So that's what the Tosis obviously means. You're not allowed to take a shower. You're not allowed to take a bath on Yom Kippur. But if you wash your hands, that's not called the Chatzishir of a shower. Shower means kol aguf. If you only wash part of the body, that's rechitza, but that's not called the rechitza. Rechitza is kol aguf. It's a different chaloshem. So that's the loshen that the Rav Yechava coined. You have a shir mitztarf and a shir nekudin. You only say chatzishir osman ator when it's a shir mitztarf. So that's the dalan amas b'shus harabim. That's what the Miri says. If you carry two amas b'shus harabim, that's a chatzim malacha. You didn't even get to first base. You didn't even get anywhere. That's a shir nekudin. Until you carry dalan amas b'shus harabim, you didn't even do anything. Tais is there in Nida Daflam at Beis HaManalef, after they quote this Rabbi Natam, who thinks that the Sichah Kishti is only Midi Rabbanan, all the other Inuim are only Midi Rabbanan from the fact that there's no Kareis. So Rabbi Natam adds another comment, and he thinks that it's only Tobaka Kamayim, Latobaka Shemin Beatzmais, Vekamayim, I forgot the Loshna, Kamayim, Vekirboi, Vekashemin Beatzmais. So the Rabbi Natam thinks it's only Shemin in a liquid form. But if you want to take a piece of sichas kishti or kachila, if you want to take a piece of chazer, which is mutaban, or if you take something that's osaban and you rub it into the body, you get hanoah from it. So you're getting hanoah. Okay, maybe it's hanoah shalok derech hanoah so sort of only being with the rabban. Tosfos says, if a person takes chelub is mutaban, chelub shoshar niskal is osaban. The Gemara says, if you take a piece of chelub shoshar niskal, you rub it on your body. So the Gemara said, that's hanoah shaloka derech hanoah. So that's not normal. The normal thing to do with chelev avishon is to eat it. Give it to a goy, and the goy will eat it. You know, rub it into the body. So the Gemara said, that's only the rabbanim, because it's hanoah shaloka derech hanoah. But Tosfos says, let's say you take a piece of chazer, shuman chazir, and you rub it into the body. So he thinks that that's not included in sichik yishtia. That's another chiddush that he has. Sichik yishtia is only kashemen beatzmaisa. If it's in the liquid form, the liquid gets absorbed into the pores. But if you take a solid piece of chelev of chelev and you rub it into the body, then you don't say sichik yishtia. This is famous. The Vilna Goyen is machmer on that. The Ramon Hilchos Shabbos talks about the malacha memachek. Memachek is if you have yishechted behemah and you have the rough skin. So if you remove all of the hair and you make the hide smooth, so that's a malacha deraisa. So because you took a rough surface and now you made it smooth by removing the hairs. Let's say you have a piece of wood that's rough and you sandpaper down the roughness and you make it smooth, that's the av malacha memachik. So the Ramah has a chiddush. Let's say you have a bar of, I think the Ramah says, if you have a bar of soap, it already has a smooth surface on it. And when you use the bar of soap, so a little bit disappears. You can't notice it, Baharaya, that the bar of soap disappears. You have to use it 100 times, the bar of soap disappears. So obviously every time you use the bar of soap, a 1/16 of an inch disappears. You use it 16 times, and then an inch will disappear. A little bit is going to disappear. So you're taking a smooth surface and making a different surface. Machik, maybe machik only is, if you take a rough surface and make it into a smooth surface by removing the roughness, but if you take a smooth surface and you remove the outer layer of the smooth surface, make a new smooth surface, that maybe that should be muta. So there are more things that it's awesome. But if it's the weekdays and you take a bar of soap, you're allowed to use a bar of soap on the weekdays, and then the Ramah says, even though the soap has chelev in it, and you don't say sichi kishtia. Sichi kishtia only applies to Yom Kippur and to Truma. They never introduced Sichi Kishtia by the other Yisur. So the Bir Agro there disagrees, and he thinks that Sichi Kishtia even applies by Chaza, even by Chelev and by Chaza, against that Tosfos. And the Ramah quotes the Tosfos in Nida Daf Lamed Beis. Sichi Kishtia doesn't apply because it's a solid or because it doesn't apply to Shar Yisur. And the Bir Agro is Machmer. Mishnah Berurah quotes it there that the many like to follow the Goyen Shittas, so there are those who are machmerana. So this is a famous machlokes whether the Chamish Inuim is the Raisa or the Rabban. The Gemara has a machlokes Hatanoim regarding the definition of a shoe. If you wear socks, that's not called a shoe. because the socks are not megan. What if you have wooden shoes? That's megan. What if you have sneakers? That's megan. But it's not made from leather. Does the halacha state that a shoe is only if it's made from leather, otherwise it doesn't have a din of a sandal, a mano, or not? L'may nafkemina chalitza is a din deraisa. You have to do chotza nalami al ragloi. So one tana is of the opinion based on the pasuk in Yecheskel. Yecheskel Hanavi describes the way a baby is born, and then you wash the baby off, and then you put on oil, you smear the baby, and then you put on powder, and then you put on a diaper, then you put on clothing. Then the baby gets a little older, so he put on socks, and he put on shoes. So the pasuk says, "Ve'en olech tochash." The Ribbono Shel Olam delivered the baby, means he took the Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, made us into a baby, and then he took care of us in the Midbar all the 40 years, and he put on shoes, he put on leather shoes. "Ve'en olech tochash." Tachash is an animal that existed in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara says it was a kosher animal, and they made oris choshen. They used the hides from the tachash animal for the Mishkan, for the rooftop of the Mishkan. So the so one Tana says that it's only called a shoe. It's not enough if it's megan. It has to be made from leather based on that pasuk. Other Tanoim disagree. They say no, socks are not na'al because it's not megan. But if it's a wooden shoe or a pair of sneakers that is megan or something else, a crocs or something that it does protect the foot, it would be considered a shoe even if it's not made from leather. So there is a machlokes harishonim had a paskin. And we paskin all the way in Shulchan Aruch with respect to sitting shiva, with respect to Tisha B'Av, Yom Kippur, and Chalitza. We paskin all over the place that only if it's made from leather. If it's not made from leather, it's not called a shoe. Bein l'hokel, bein l'hachmer, it's not called a shoe. So by Chalitza would be no good if it's not made from leather. And by Yom Kippur and shiva and Tisha B'Av, we would be mekel. So they quote from the Vilna Gaon that maybe since there are some Rishonim who paskin like the other, not all the Rishonim paskin based on that Tana and Olech Tochash, other Rishonim paskin that as long as it's Megan, so on for Chalitza, that's a Din Daraisa, so you should certainly be Machmei Nidavke, a leather shoe. And since Yom Kippur, not everybody agrees with this Rabbi Natan, with the Bali Atosis, that the other Inuim are only Medar Abanon, it would appear from the Rambam that the Rambam seems to hold that Olech HaMish Inuim are Daraisa. So they quote from the Vilna Gaon that perhaps it's Kedai to be Machmer on this, at least on Yom Kippur. Shiva is only the Rabbanon, and Tisha B'Av is only the Rabbanon. But since Yom Kippur could possibly be Daraisa, like when Machman Yidavka leather, and by Yom Kippur, perhaps we should be Machman, that even if it's Megan, it's not from leather. So Rav Soloveitchik used to recommend every year when he spoke for the RCA, Aseres Mei Tshuva, so he would sometimes say halacha, usually just gave a drosha. Many years he gave a drosha in Aseres Mei Tshuva. It was called the Kinas Tshuva. At that time he was the only one who did it. Now it became popular all over. Every other rabbi in New York gives a Kinas Tshuva. But at that time he was the only one, and throngs of people used to come. So he used to say sometimes a little bit of halacha also. So he would always recommend that people shouldn't wear sneakers with arches, because of the Loshon HaRambam, that you should be margish koshi ha'aretz. You should feel your foot, the bottom of the foot should feel the stiffness of the earth. So he said, if you have sneakers with arches, then you're not going to feel koshi ha'aretz. And if you have flat sneakers without arches, then you will be margish koshi ha'aretz. That was to be choshish for this opinion, that on Yom Kippur and Nilas HaSandol is the rice, and we should be machme for that shita, that you don't need dafke ben olach tochash. This is really a side topic, but this is one of the makaris of this whole issue, whether the chamish inuim are the rice or the rabbanon. It's another very side topic Pei Aleph on the base. The Gemara quotes the Brisa, Dvarim HaMatarim, something was really muta, six lines from the bottom. Dvarim HaMatarim Achayim Noga Behem Yisr, if there's a minig to ask us something, Yata Rasha Elohini Behem Heter, Kedei Levan, Mishum Shenema Leyachal Dvarim. The Rishonim have Gemara Samashma. Shenema means that it's a din deraisa. Mishum Shenema means that it's only an asmachta. So it means it's only an asmachta. The Gemara Adapta as well says with favors like that, that the minig is binding mitam neder, it's only by Yachol midirabbanan. It's only midirabbanan. So the Ran quotes the famous line, mikan, the third wide line in the Ran, mikan hayomer Rabbeinu Yehuda HaKohen, must be a Balatosis, It has a minig, he doesn't eat basar b'yayin on Wednesdays. That's stupid. What's up on Wednesdays? What it's, if the doctors say it's healthy not to eat on Wednesdays, okay, so he does it for health reasons. So there's a mitzvah. So that's Amidus Chassidus, good. But Stam, a guy has a Minik Shtu, so that's not bad. It means he does not eat Basar B'Yayin in the 9 days. In the 9 days, or in the 3 weeks, they had a Minik in the days of the Rishonim. Mishum Avelis, Mishum Churban Beis Hamikdash, you don't eat Basar B'Yayin. The Gemara says in the end of Cheskes Habatim, that after the Churban Beis Sheni, the issue was raised, maybe the Chachamim should prohibit Basar B'Yayin. We're allowed to eat basar v'yayin because we bring flesh on the mizbech and we pour wine on the mizbech. So if you give the Ribbon Shalom basar v'yayin, it's reasonable, we have a right. But if we're not giving the Ribbon Shalom basar v'yayin, so maybe it's not right that we should have. So the Gemara says, no, then you can't drink water because you do nisach hamayim on sukkahs, and you can't eat bread, cake, or cookies because you bring menachas and the Beis HaMikdash, and you're going to make life impossible. It's exerish and rabbi atzibi yichalim lamed boy. So therefore, they never made such exerus. So then the Rishonim and the early Achrayim say, the women started a minig. That's how they write. The women started this minig. The women are in charge of the kitchen. So the women started the minig not to serve fleshiks in the 9 days. Some had the minig not to serve fleshiks, basar v'yayin the whole 3 weeks. It's not really nihug avelus. Avelim are permitted. An oinen is not allowed to have basar v'yayin. Misha meis muta lefana. Because we're afraid that he's going to be so involved in the basar v'yayin, he will not be metapel on the kfuras ameis. You get too involved in the basar v'yayin. But during aveilus shiva, one is permitted to have basar v'yayin. Adarabba. Some Rishonim say that the sudas avra has to be davka basar v'yayin. Some Rishonim say that it should be yayin because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin dafayin lo nivra yayin ed on the nachem boyas aveilum. The Gemara quotes a pasuk like that because the aveilum are tense, so you have to relax the tension a little bit by beginning yayin. And other Rishonim say, no, you should give basar v'yayin, it should be a suda mechubedes, the suda sabra, not stam milchik, should be fleshiks. So there is no din that an oval is also the basar v'yayin. The meaning not to eat basar v'yayin in the 9 days, or those who had not to have in the 3 weeks, that's because of the Gemara's explanation in the end of Ches Kabbatim, because we're not giving the Rabbanu Shalom the karbonis of basar v'yayin, so it's not right that we should have basar v'yayin. So to do it all year long, the Gemara, all year long, to have such a gzera, the Rabbanon, to have such a meaning, that's a gzeresh and rabbi tzibi yichalim lamed bay. But to do it for 9 days or for 3 weeks, that's yichalim lamed bay. Survive all the minig type. Stamp to have a minig, I don't eat basar v'yayin on Wednesdays. Where does it come from? It doesn't correspond to anything. But if you have a minig, v'tam churban beis hamigdash, some kind of abelus, or some zecha l'migdash, zecha l'churban, so then a minig type is binding with the rabbanon, v'tam then it's a mishum shenema. It's not a real din layachon. Why is it only mid the Rabbanah? Min HaTorah, the din is that Nefesh Kisya Shabba Labat Tebisosayim. That's the theme of the whole Masichta. From the beginning, you have time. And Goma, Gemara says in Shavuot and Daf Chalal, Goma, believe it, Tzach Lahot Tebisosayim. You made up your mind, you're Mekabel HaNer. There is Shavuot, it's not binding until Achi Yot Tebisosayim. But the Gemara had Shnei Ksiv Ban Boin Kecha. There are two exceptions to the rule that there are in Yoni HaFloa that are Chal without Amir. So the two are, one is HaFrashas Truma is Chal, because the Pasuk says in the end of Parshas Korach, V'nechshav lachem trumaschem. V'nechshav, the Pasuk pshat means something else, but the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation on the Pasuk. V'nechshav lachem trumaschem, truma nitalus b'machshav. But truma, hafrashas truma, should really be an inyan of hafloah. So it's a chiddush that it's chal b'li dibur. It's an exception to the rule of levate b'sosayim. And the other exception to the rule is that Pasuk in Dibra Yamim, kol nidib le'voilus heviu. Then at the beginning of the Bai Sheni, I think the Pasuk goes on, those who had been menadev belev to bring karbanos oila, so they brought the karbanos. So you see that it's binding belev. So on the level of their eyes, so that din kol nadiv levoy l'savi only applies. Some hold it only applies to oila. Doesn't even apply to kedushas damim, lamizbech. Some hold doesn't apply to berak abayis. Hegdish, the Gemara says hegdish. Some hold it doesn't apply to shlamim, only oila. That's the question, how far it goes. On the level of the rice, it only applies to Hegdish, the Gemara says. Hegdish and Truma, Shnei Ksiv, Ma'boin Kiyachon. And with the Rabbanon, they said, any neder mitzvah, any ashtikol mitzvah, not to have basar v'yayin in the 9 days, and so on. Whatever you have a minig that's not only reasonable, some kind of ashtikol mitzvah, so then you say it's included with the Rabbanon and that din of kol nadiv le'boi l'sevim. So that's the way it's quoted in Yoridei, Simen Reish Yud Dalet. that minhagim abayni mitam nedon. If a person wants to discontinue observing his minhag, he needs a hataras nedarim. That's based on this, the Ran's understanding. There's a dogma of Ava there that's kedai to know. Dogma of Ava from the Nodi Bihud on the side of the page in Reshu Dalid, where he comes to Masig a little bit on the Shach. So he says, this din that you need a hataras nedarim if you don't plan to observe a minhag is only if you want to give up the minhag completely. What if a person gets stuck 1 year? Let's say his family, they don't eat gebruchs. And then he gets stuck, he's learning in Eretz Yisrael, and the yeshiva is closed on Pesach, and he has to go to his sister, whatever, Maisa Shahaya, and the sister married Misnagid, and the sister does eat gebruchs. When she was single, she didn't eat gebruchs, now she eats gebruchs. So as a shaykh, you should make hataras nedarim. It's not, you can only make hataras nedarim if it's your personal private neder. It's my minig. It's a minhag kehilas. The boy who's learning in Arisa belongs to a kehilah of chassidim who don't eat gebruch. So if you get the whole kehilah to be mataneder, there's what to discuss. But the whole kehilah is not going to be mataneder. He's not a balabas to be mataneder. He's not the bala neder. So he can't be mataneder. So the dogma baba says you don't need a hataras nedarim. For the rest of his life, next Pesach, and after he gets married, for the rest of his life, he's going to observe the minhag not to eat gebruch, whatever minhagim he observes. Once in a long while, it's self-understood that you get stuck in a difficult situation. So if you get stuck, so it's understood that the minhag doesn't apply the ki hai gavna. That's how the dogma bab said. Pesach Yeshuva quotes it right over there in Reshu Dalit. Rav Soloveitchik Gomes used to be machmer on all things. Rav Soloveitchik used to always do sapai. Always did, even when there's no sefer Torah, his minhag was Shulchan Aruch. They quote such minhag. He was always doing the filas. So he had a very bad back. So sometimes he couldn't bend over in order to do in the, he used to tuck it, bend over. His head was parallel to the floor. He says, he was once on the Yortzeit Rosh, he was making fun, he saw one of the rabbis in New York. He spoke in one of the shuls, and they davened mincha in the shul, so the rabbi had a swivel. So when he little chair and he said, tachnun like this, leaning up, and he covered his head. So he was, and everybody knew who the rabbi was. So he was making fun of that. He said, tachnun, you have to lay on the floor. So the real sfaradim to lay on the floor. The pishud yadayim raglayim. So we don't do that. So your head should be parallel to the floor. So he had a very bad back, so sometimes he was unable to bend over. So he used to make hataras nedarim. It's self understood that if you have a bad back one day, you can't do an afilas hapayim. You don't need a hataras nedarim. That's what the Dogma Bava says like that. Most probably the Dogma Bava. Now, so they used to be very machmer on this. So this is the position of the Rabbeinu Yehuda HaKohen. That's been adopted in the Shulchan Aruch, that a minhag is binding mitam nedarim. You look, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik pointed out, you look in the Rambam, you get the impression the Rambam does not agree. So you take a look, there's a very important Rambam, in Hilchas Shechita, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Gimel. The Rambam says, we do bedikas hareya. Why do you have to check the reya? There are 70 different treifas. Why do you only check the reya? So the Ramban in the beginning of Chulin explains both in the Melchames and in the Chidushia Ramban came out word for word the same thing, he has them both, that whenever there's a Mi'at HaMotzi, there's a Chayv Mid Rabbana to be Baidik. Some hold it's Min HaTorah. The Ramban said, the Pharisee said, it's only Mid Rabbana. You have to be Baidik. So what happens if Nevdo HaReya, Yishechted the animal, and the Reya disappeared? How did the Reya disappear? A Behemah came and grabbed the Reya. Or if someone came and stole the Reya before that had a chance. How often is that going to happen? Once in every 50 years, the reya is going to be missing. So that's a machlokes harishonim. There is a din mid rabbanan, you have to be bodik the reya, because tirchas on the reya is a miyut hamotzui, so you have to be bodik mid rabbanan. So what if you're unable to be bodik? So if you're unable, so you revert back to the ikar din, the rov hamis ksheiris hain. And there's no reya, so there's no latest hasafik over here, mehechetei, so why should I think that it's a treifa? And they quote from Rashi. Rashi had such a shaiva, nevda harei, what do you do? So Rashi said, yesterday we were drinking the milk from the cow. We assumed that it's kosher. And today we shecht it and the rei gets lost. All of a sudden we're going to say, all of a sudden it's treifa. What happened between yesterday and today? If you check the rei and you find the sircha, you find that it's a treifa, then it's a treifa. So we ascertain that we had no right to drink the milk yesterday. This animal is really a treifa. But if the rei gets lost, how can you say that it's a treifa? So Rav HaRishonim, the Kesem Mishnah writes, Rav HaRishonim agree with the Rambam. The Ravid is massing on that Rambam. The Ravid thinks that the Nevda Hareya should be Osir because you're not able to fulfill the Chayvim and the Rabbanon of Bedikas Hareya. So the Rav HaRishonim hold like the Rambam. And then the Rambam says, and even if the Minhag HaMakom is that if nevda harei etzaser, there ain't no such minig. Because the minig is not, how often is going to come up such a shayla nevda? Once every 50 years. How does it happen? Who grabbed the rei? A behemoth, a live behemoth is running around in the slaughterhouse and it took the rei and it ate it up. Or a ganav came, or a child came. How often is it going to happen? Once in 50 years. So he says that minig is not binding on medav v'shena motzik. Klal is unseen. So Moshe Soloveitchik explained as follows. He thought that the Rambam's opinion was that the minhogim are not, private minhogim are not binding at all. I think Gemara says, mitam bal yachal. Rabbi Soloveitchik didn't tell us how his father read the Gemara. He said, from the Rambam, he got the impression that a minig atzibur is binding because if the person is not going to observe the minig atzibur, he's parish medarki atzibur. And parish medarki atzibur is an avera unto its, on its own. That's a separate issue. You look in the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva, in Perigimel Hilchas Tshuva Aloch Avav, so the Rambam lists off different people who are Elahim Chelik Alam Abba. So one of them is, one is Parish Medarki Atzibur. So the Raibid on the next page, a few halachas later, the Raibid has a hasoga there. He says, what did the guy do, the Parish Medarki Atzibur? He worships Avodah Zarah. Then he's a min. Then he's an Ovid Avodah Zarah. He's a different person. What does it mean, Parish Medarki Atzibur? So the Rambam seems to have understood. He keeps Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpachim, but just as the Yiddish expression goes, Emach Shabbos Fazich. He doesn't belong to the Kehillah. He doesn't go to shul, and when they have a campaign for a mikvah, whatever, he doesn't go along with the killer. That itself constitutes an avera. The parish medar kiyatzibur. So if you have a minig ha-kehillah, and this fellow is not following the minig ha-tzibur, so that's an avera, parish medar kiyatzibur. But if it's a dovish ena rogil, comes up once every 50 years, so how can you say it's parish medar kiyatzibur? It's not noticeable. It's not conspicuous. Once in 50 years, if nevda, there's a Magen Avraham in Hilchas Birchas HaMazon. I think it's Kuf Pei Zayin, if I'm not mistaken, where the Magen Avraham has the following shaila. We have a minig that we say Alan Nisim and benching on Chanukah. The Gemara says, you're not mechuyif to say in Birchas HaMazon. The Chachamim Rolim mechayivu to say Alan Nisim in the Shemone Esri. But you're not mechuyif to say Alan Nisim on Chanukah in the Birchas HaMazon. So if a person forgot Alan Nisim, obviously he does not have to repeat the Birchas HaMazon because he wasn't obligated the Medina in the first place. It's only a minig. So what if it's Shabbos Chanukah and the person benches and he says Alan Nisim and he got so exhausted from saying Alan Nisim he forgot to say Ritzei. He got Ritzei, so the din requires you have to repeat the benching a second time. So does he have to say Alan Nisim again the second time or not? So the Magen Avraham says you don't have to. You already said Alan Nisim the first time. Ah, you weren't Yotze the first time. You're not mechuyev to say the second time. So what's the Bir HaDovar? So the Netziv in his commentary on the Shiltas thinks that the Pshat and the Magen Avraham is like this Rambam. That the minig is not binding on the Dovah Shein and Motzah. How often does it happen that you have to bench twice after the same meal? And the guy already said Alan Nisim the first benching. So you tell him the minig binds him, he has to say Alan Nisim the second time. There's no minig on the Dovah Shein and Rogam. So that's really problematic because the Pashtut, that's where many Achrenim disagree with the Magen Avraham, because we don't really hold like that Rambam, that a meaning is not binding on a Dovish and a Rogel. The whole Simon Reshu Dal in Yerideya follows this Rabbi Yehuda HaKoyen, that a meaning is binding mitam neder. So neder even on a Dovish and a Rogel. And neder is binding. How did the Rambam read the Gemara? So that Rabbi Soloveitchik didn't explain. But when we learned in this year, we looked in the Tshuvas HaRambam, the three-volume Tshuvas HaRambam that was put out by Blau, I think. So he has the Arabic, which I can't read, and then he has the Hebrew translation next to it. So the Rambam writes a whole Tshuva, a totally different understanding. He understands not that a minig is binding neder, the more adapt as well, I don't know. He says it's not binding bal yachal midrabanan. He says there's a din in the Torah of bal taisif. You're not allowed to add on. There are two kinds of altaisiv. You're not allowed to add on the Kohen Duchens, he's going to say a fourth pasuk. But instead of Dalad Minim, you're going to take 5 minim. You're going to have five parshas and the tefillin. Five tzitzis and five corners instead of four. That's one kind of altaisiv. Doing a mitzvah, but he's suffering. Or you add on a 614th mitzvah. That's also a altaisiv. Two kinds of altaisiv. So, if a person takes a nether, there should be a violation of Bal Taisif. That's the Loshon of the Yerushalmi. Lo Dayecha, the Gemara says it's not proper. Kola Nerda Kila Bona Boma. Bizman Isa Boma is Kola Mekama Kila Hikra Vola. Bishas Isa Boma. So it's not right to take a Neder. Why? Lo dayachem hashasu alecha Torah. Not enough. You have 613 mitzvahs. Not enough. Observe what it says in the Torah. Who tells you to add on? But even though it shmecks from Baal Tosef, it's a bit of a violation. But strictly speaking, it's mutter to take a neder. So the Rambam understood that's the same thing by a minig. If a person wants to observe a minig, a personal minig, a minig hakila, it looks a little bit like Baal Tosef. He's adding on to the mitzvahs, but just like nedarim. Look a little bit like Baal Tosef, but strictly speaking, it's not. There's a parsha in the Torah that nedarim are binding. So to minhagim, you're permitted to observe a minig. A person is allowed to observe a minig. Mitam bal yachal. Just like nedarim are not, strictly speaking, a violation of Baal Tosef, so minhagim are also not. But a minig is not binding. If it's a minig at tzibur, then the Rambam seems to hold that it's binding. Mitam parish mendarki at tzibur. This is how Rav Moshe Soloveitchik suggested the pshat in the Rambam, and that's how the Netziv thinks that Magen Avraham is based on this Rambam. I just wanted to mention that on Pei Dalet Amud Beis, there's a famous machlokes where the Tovus Ano Amam, Tovus Ano Ein Amamin. The farmer has a right to pick which kohen or which lady he wants to give the Trumas and Maisers to. So that's called Tzmamen Anat. So years ago, when I was a student in high school, they had a big Talmud Chochm here, Rav Moshe Shatzkes. They used to give oral smicha b'china. So this three masmichim used to be, Dr. Belkin was officially the Rosh Yeshiva, and then older, and then he died first, he was older, and Rav Soloveitchik. These were the three people. So Rav Moshe Shatzkes always used to ask Shas questions. I remember when I was in high school, he passed away, so I remember Rav Soloveitchik gave a big, I don't think I ever saw him, I just saw his photographs. Rav Soloveitchik in the Hespit said he was tall, and he was very handsome, and he just when he would walk, I never saw him, he said when he would walk, he would draw everyone's attention, and he walked, he dressed with dignity. He was one of the masmichim here in Yeshiva. So he was a stepson of Rabbi Yitzchak Peterburger, Rabbi Yitzchak Blaser, who was the most outstanding student of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter had three main Talmidim. He was the biggest Talmud Chacham from the Talmidim of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. He wrote the Tshuva Sefer pre-Yitzchak. So he was a stepson. Rabbi Yitzchak Peterburger didn't have any children from the first wife, so then he got divorced. He married the second wife, who had children from a previous marriage. He asked permission. He asked his wife permission. They say in the books they write, in the Tumas HaMusa they write, he never brought it up. He didn't want to hurt his wife's feelings. The wife brought it up. After many, many years of being married together, the wife brought it up. She said, maybe you would want to marry someone else. So he said yes, but he never wanted to hurt her feelings. So he made a lot of money because he was the rabbi. He said, you have his man in Makuki there. It's so close to the North Pole. So they paid him a lot of money. So he set up the wife, the fortune of money, the first wife, and then he married the second wife. So this Rav Moshe Shatzkes was a stepson of Rabbi Yitzchak Peterburger. So he wrote, the Talmidim, after he passed away, they put out a sefer Birchas Moshe, Shuvas by him. He was the rabbi in Lomža in Europe. Lomža is a city in Lithuania. And so the second half of the sefer Birchas Moshe is called Anaf Pri Yitzchak. It's Ha'oris on the Pri Yitzchak. And Simon Chavches, he has a very good essay about what does this mean. What is the Machloikis Hatanoim, whether Tovus Hanoam Amar Anat, and he goes into the Machloikis, the Ktzais, with the Nesivis, with the Tosis, and Bava Metzia, and Davav, it's Kedai to take a look. Okay. Birchas Moshe. Anaf Pri Yitzchak, because his stepfather Sefer is called Pri Yitzchak. Chavches. Simon Chavches is about Tovus Hanoam. Hurt their feelings, but he had a little bit.
So, right. So that would be.